Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
Come heal yourself. Wish you happy holidays and Merry Christmas. This is the time to share our true selves. Love and compassion is our very nature. When we are living our true selves, we can be nothing but love. Separation is a myth. Although we feel, our ego self feels that it's just us who needs to be showered with also all the love and blessings. But truly, anything happening around us to anyone affects us. We all are one. Legend goes that when Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva got enlightened, he decided to stay on earth until every human was at peace. He vowed to free all sentient beings from suffering. In China, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is represented in female form and is known as Kuan Yin. She is the goddess of great compassion, a quality which is traditionally considered feminine. It is said that Avalokiteshvara comes and changes to any form that human can connect with, as monks, nuns, healers, anyone, any of the human needs in any form and connect with Avalokiteshvara takes that form. To me and so many of us, Liani and Chris, are the true embodiment of compassion. And I'm so honored to have them in our show today. Welcome, Chris and Liani.
Oh, my God.
I am
Thank
so
you. Thank you for having us tonight. That was beautiful. I am, oh, wow, I'm almost crying. That's so
That's
beautiful,
the
Monica.
Truth.
That really, ooh, man, thank you so much. I don't know if we qualify as that, but
you do so much, and I'm so humbled. You inspire me so much. It's hard to believe how much you do and still are so humble and just doing and doing. Just to give our listeners a brief intro, and I mean, it's nothing to what you both have been doing. Chris and Leanne are the founders of Humanity Healing Network and Humanity Healing International. It's a nonprofit corporation based in Virginia, USA. And they both, I mean, they have such diverse backgrounds. And Chris professionally was a mechanical engineer and I guess led a lot of projects and was engineering manager at some point.
Yes.
And Leani was anthropologist by profession. But it's so inspiring how you both came together and took this mission of healing the humanity.
Well, I believe that this is what we are here for, all of us.
Yeah.
It's the way you see life, and you see life as sacred. Mm-hmm. Every life is sacred. So by the moment, and it's one you know, current our belief that God doesn't play dice. He doesn't do random things. We are here to experience, to collect experience, feelings, and reflect all of this back to God as the way God experienced himself was through his creation.
So true. So tell us, Liani, about your journey and how you feel about where you are in life.
Well, that is in itself a huge question.
Yes. We want to know it all.
Okay, I am in the crossroads right now. I think that the summary and the pinnacle of everything that we have done for 7-8 years came to this crossroad right now, where we see ourselves and we see, of course, the need outside is bigger than we can even fathom to resolve. Mm-hmm. And but the crossroads that we are living right now is one of reinventing ourselves to face a new level of challenge. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the realizations that we have in the light of our pages and in all the succession of situations that came with the hacking of our pages, with the kidnapping of them, and, you know, and my voice disappeared first. Now my voice is coming back there. And it was like an attack on my voice, mm-hmm. not only physical, but, you know, the reach that we have. And that came to mind is like there is something that is out of alignment.
Yeah.
Because if it is aligned, it wouldn't be having this problem. So my realization after this 2 weeks of nightmares and after a series of very interesting dreams and very profound moments of prayers. Mm. And I truly believe everything was gone. I truly believe that. But I, with the help of many people, mm-hmm. And prayers and intercession, I got it back. We got it back. But it couldn't be in the same way that was before. So one of the realizations I had is that because we deal with one of the most ugliest heads of a hydra that is a plague in mankind still, which is human trafficking. Mm-hmm. We were dealing too lightly. We were not, we were trying to get the needs of these children in this place, and that was it. But we were forgetting that this place, it's part of many places. Mm-hmm. And when I realized this is human trafficking. The kidnapping and killing of children as human sacrifices is one of the faces of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And then I started researching other organizations that were doing the same. And I got into one lady that actually I sent her a letter because I want to talk to her, that she leads this little organization in South Asia from poor kids there are abducted from, Sri Lanka, South India, and other places, Banda Asir. They are kidnapped because they're poor, but they're sold to be another type of immune sacrifice, but it's like organ donors.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, this cannot continue. The only way you can really battle, otherwise it will be just role playing. Mm-hmm. When you battle it, this is with courage and it with, determination and with unity.
Yeah.
You cannot do it alone. So this was one of the big realizations we had. And right now, in this moment, we are redimensioning the way we do things. You know, we improve the security of our children, as right now they are being all transferred to one central location, which is more, you know, we're moving them to another safe house, which has walls and everything else that you can possibly imagine, because they got threatened, you know, threatened by people. So we're taking measures that were not in my field of, in our field of consciousness to start with. But this is not only there, you know, I mean, you get to a point in life now that I'm really 50 years old, and then you look, you can give this panoramic, you can have this panoramic view of your life and what did I accomplish, you know, and what is still has to be done. What can I do as an individual, as an organization, as a couple, you know, and as a crazy woman? So this is where I am. I am right. We are right now in the crossword.
It's a big initiative, a beautiful initiative that you took. And of course, as you said, it's such a huge initiative. It definitely needs more people, more a support system.
Indeed, but this is also an ugly thing, because most people prefer to see the puppy than see the people. And yeah. I see all the time in the reports of nonprofits that, you know, donations go more and they're easier to get. Donations hard to get anyways. Easier to get if it's done for puppies or animals. But when you talk about children, it doesn't work this way.
And we will take a very short break and be right after to discuss more, talk more with Liani and Chris. Please stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, Liani. Welcome back, Chris. Oh, welcome, Chris.
Hello, Monica. It's my turn to take over the mic right now.
I'm honored to have you.
Well, it's an honor to be here. It's kind of you know, an interesting feeling. You know, we set up Om Times Radio as one of the outreaches of Humanity Healing in order to raise funds for the projects we do. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting sitting on this side of the mic with you as opposed to in the background where I prefer to be.
Thank you so much for taking time. And it's, I mean, we all, I know everyone would like to know about you and what you do and what is behind all that you do. HumanityHealing.org, Om Times Radio, Om Times Magazine. None of it is about your self-interest.
No, none of it is. We are, Liani and I, we consider ourselves hands in the garden. We were given a task, which has grown to be a lot of different things, among mm-hmm. them the albino rescue. And we're up to 45 children now, which
wow.
is... Well, when we started this, the Christmas of 2013, I'd learned about the plight of the albinos in Uganda when I was over there overseeing our first project, which we did, which we actually built a vocational training center near the internal displacement camp of Tego Atu outside mm-hmm. of Bulu in northern Uganda. I know I'm sure you and the listeners have heard of Kony 2012 and Invisible Children and the war against mm-hmm. Joseph Kony. And we were called to build this vocational center to help train the children because there's a generation of people in this camp that had never known anything but the camp.
Mm.
The war itself went 22 years, and this is the man that made famous or perhaps infamous the kidnapping of children to use either as child soldiers or for the boys and, you know, camp followers and prostitutes for the girls. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a place so in need of compassion than this refugee camp. And I learned during that trip about the albino children and how traffickers targeted them for sale to witch doctors who either sacrificed them or oh. used their body parts in magic rituals. I mean, it's truly bizarre the superstitions surrounding the albino children. For instance, they go from one extreme, which is, you know, sex with an albino, you know, virgin child will cure you of AIDS, to if you weave the hair of an albino into your nets when you're fishing in Lake Victoria, you have a greater chance of pulling up a fish from the bottom whose belly is full of gold.
Wow.
Now, where did that come from? I mean, where did any of these
yeah.
come from?
Yeah.
But in 2013, we received word of 10 children that were on the run. And excuse me, 14 children that were on the mm. run, and we sent out our team looking for them, and we were able to rescue 10 of them. Three children, nothing was ever found. The 14th child, they found the head,
mm-hmm.
and that was the beginning of this rescue project.
Wow,
it's grown dramatically. We and the sad thing is I could easily double the size in a couple of months, but we need more funding to be able to do this.
And I know you have something set up that we all can help with.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you go to humanityhealing.org, which is our charity's website, we're a 501c3 public charity. You know, donations are tax deductible, which is people are looking for at this time of year. And mm-hmm. we can certainly use those tax deductible donations to further this program. But there's plenty of donation buttons where you can go in and you can help. And it's, you know, it's important to for people to realize that you know, no matter, you know, people say, well, this is in Uganda. This isn't, you know, local. I prefer to do something, you know, local, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a wonderful thing. But keep in mind that no act of compassion, wherever it takes place in the world, it raises each and every one of us.
Sure.
So no act is ever wasted.
That's so true.
And this is a particularly brutal fight we're in. The last rescue we did, we literally, one of the girls was taken from the mm-hmm. hands of traffickers. They had, we went out in search of two children and all the way to the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest. And they call it the Impenetrable Forest for a reason. It's not easy to get around in there. And we had gotten word about two children that were hiding out. By the time we got there, traffickers had gotten there first. And they actually used our name, saying that they were with Humanity Healing to try to lure the children to go with them. This was at the beginning of when Liani lost her voice.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the girl went, the boy ran away, and so was able to tell our team what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrived a short time later, Michael Sabidi, who's our country director in Uganda, got on the airwaves right away. He's become very well known for broadcasting in Uganda about this, you know, what we do there,
mm-hmm.
and which is why we had heard of the two children to begin with.
Yeah.
He put out a description of the traffickers and of the girl that was abducted. And evidently they heard this, dumped the girl and fled. But it was because of that they hired hackers to take over our social media. And we know this because the day after our social media was hijacked, I received a call from Uganda from the hacker.
Mm-hmm.
Who told me that, you know, claiming credit for it and saying, you know, why he had done it on behalf of who, you know, and, you know, kind of to, I guess, create despair.
Mm-hmm.
But and there was a lot of despair created, trust me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We were able to work through things. We, you know, thanks to once we finally got to the right person at Facebook, the pages were restored in rapid order. And the accounts of the hackers, you know, I don't know if they were turned over to the FBI or Homeland Security, which deals with human trafficking,
mm-hmm.
or just monitored or deleted. I don't know. But fortunately, we have our voice back across
yeah.
social media just in time for our end of a year fundraising campaigning. So
mm-hmm.
which is the timing is good.
Yeah. Tell us more about the annual fundraising program.
Well, it's you know, we do fundraising year round, but you know, here in the United States, the last week of the year,
yeah,
there is as much donation as in the rest of the year. Between the Christmas and New Year's is the majority of time when people pick a charitable donation to give money to.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hopeful that, as in last year, that there will be individuals who choose our charity, who see value in our work, or who have gotten something from like Om Times Magazine, which we don't charge for.
Right.
And, you know, to show appreciation for that, because we do all these things, all these outrages, to raise money for the projects. You know, Liani
right.
and I, we're not doing it for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
We do it because it's donations are tough. It's a tough economy right now, and
mm-hmm.
people don't have necessarily the disposable income that they once had to give. So we had to come up with creative means to raise funds to do the project. But as I said, right now it's, you know, we'll be sending out newsletters. They're on Facebook. But if people could just go to humanityhealing.org and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, share what they can. The children there in the program are very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider what their options are.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you literally are providing a future, not just a brighter future, but
yeah.
you're providing a future.
Yeah. So true.
And you know, this is not something that we're going to solve overnight, Uganda. It's you know, only through, you know, the long term, through education and through changing perception that you know, albinos are normal people also. They're not different.
Mm-hmm.
Will we ever truly solve this problem? But in the meantime, it's up to us to save every life that we can.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond words what you are doing. I have a question, Chris.
Yes.
So why did you decide to keep the magazine and radio and everything you do free?
Well, it's... there's a lot of good information, that particularly in the magazine, that comes out. And, you know, when we gave courses over on Humanity Healing for a while, we kept the prices as low as possible because we wanted everyone to have access to the material.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to us that people are able to find the information they need for their own personal growth. We believe that's the correct way to do it. So we've never charged for the magazine. I mean, we charge for advertising of the magazine, mm-hmm. and we, you know, the hosts on the radio will pay something monthly, but it's not something.
It's, yeah.
You know, for instance, Hay House Radio, and there's some phenomenal, you know, people on Hay House Radio. Their business model is they charge people to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other magazines out there charge people for the magazine, and we've just never felt that this was the best way to go. We wanted to reach as many people as possible, and so that's how we went.
Which is beautiful. And
right.
And I am, you know, so grateful for Om Times Radio, Om Times Magazine, and I mean, so many of us who are being, you know, helped with by you and Liani and are able to get our voice across and contribute in a beautiful way.
It's been a blessing to be able to be a facilitator for that. We take a great joy in what we do. It's a very difficult. Some of the aspects of our job is very difficult, particularly when we're dealing with the children
yeah.
or some of the projects.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Monica, when something goes wrong or we
yeah.
don't get there in time, it shreds my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we, as I said, we're hands in the garden. And so we march to the orders that we've been given. And our mission right now is to help with the human trafficking in that part of the world. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely are God and goddesses of compassion to me.
Well, that's very flattering. But, you know, really, we're just regular people, you know. You know, I'm an overgrown Boy Scout, you know, and haven't ever quite gotten out of that mode.
And I mean, we all need to be normal, right? That's the truth. That's what we are. That's who we are.
Yes.
And we will take a short break. Please stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we are back. Welcome back, Chris and Liani.
Thank you. That's me again.
Hi, Liani.
Hi, Monica. I'm sorry, Chris gets very emotional when he talks about the kids. They're our kids.
Yeah.
So it's hard to fathom something bad happening to them with especially being so far away.
Yeah.
For us.
And this is the connectedness, right?
This is
how you feel, you both feel, and you can feel how connected you are to all humanity.
I hope that this, it's something that we can provide some relief, because we are... There is one other organization in the entire country, which is of Uganda, that takes care of that. But other than this, but they don't have resources. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
And right now the trafficking increased in Uganda because they finally, another organization that we know of, it's called Under the Same Sun. Mm-hmm. Works in Tanzania, and they got finally, after a lot of work themselves, they got to approve, to recognize that, albino people are actually humans.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a crime to kill an albino. Before it wasn't, because people thought that they were ghosts.
They were
not actually humans. So nobody ever got punished by it.
Wow.
So Under the Same Sun, which the CEO is Peter Ash.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Canada, mm-hmm. but he's an albino himself. And right now he has several orphanages, and he takes care of more than 350 children.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was able to lobby with the Pope and other, we met him personally. He's just this incredible, incredible soul. I bow to him because he had really reached a level of accomplishments that's not, we can just dream of right now. But he did get this. So all the witch doctors are migrating from Tanzania, which is on the border, to Uganda, because they suddenly run out of work.
Oh, my God.
So they go to Uganda where they have no, which where we primarily work, where there is no legislation.
They have natural healer designation.
Yes, and they have that's natural healing for them, to use human beings.
Really?
So, yes. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
So it's a horrific thing, because as I praised what he did in Tanzania, and I cried with emotion. I saw this week they have the first albino person working in the government in Tanzania. This is the work of Peter. And then I looked at our kids, and here I am with our kids being even in a higher level of persecution and stuff. So it's just...
But, I mean, what is the reason? I mean, it's hard for me to understand. I mean, any pain, any suffering that we see, it does something to us, right?
So it does.
How can we be the cause of that suffering to anyone?
Well, that's a complicated thing. I think that it's like right now, I think that I have a personal idea. I, what is going on with the world right now, and I'm going to be very brief. What I think is we are really on the verge of crossing the threshold for a new era. And what we have, it's beautiful, but is dissolving. Our entire world is dissolving. The world as we knew is dissolving. And right now, all the forces or all the entities or all the beings or consciousness that are here that have problem accepting changes, you know, they're reacting. So, you know, when you see situations like ISIS going to the seventh century, this is a desperate thing. You know, it is evil because it's against the law of God. You know, a law of God is it is change, is adaptability, is expansion. And when you go against the laws of the universe and you try to retract, no, I'm holding this. This is the way it should be. We should not like this. You should not like that. Diversity, you know, it's a weakness. No. Every time you go to the base chakra and play the tribe, you are not good. We are supposed to, you know, ascend this energy. So we are right now as a planet going to exceptional period of transformation. And the world as we saw before, it's not going to exist in 10 years from now. And this has to do with, you know, language barriers, has to do with borders, has to do with culture, has to do with race, has to do with ethnicity. Because if we really are passing or going through a crisis like the global crisis that we're living in right now, and you know, the climate change, we're gonna have thousands of little islands and, you know, countries that will disappear in the water. What are we going to do with those people? You know, they have to migrate somewhere. Or we're just going to look and say, well, it's not my problem because I live here.
All right.
You know, it's not my problem. I will close my eyes and let them die. So we are going to, we have a crisis of refugees, Syrian refugees in Europe. But soon, and then, like the scientists say, from 5 to 10 years, we're going to have, you know, climate change refugees. What are we going to do with them? You know, so there is an impulse that's coming from above of dissolving this idea of separation, dissolving this, what is different from you, you just fear because it's different, doesn't mean there's evil. So, but then what I see now is a reaction. Because it's so intense, there is an intense reaction on bringing back old superstitions, old ways of thinking, because they can't hold the frequency and vibration, and they feel that they're going to be, they would not recognize themselves or the world around them. So it is I think it's a global event that we are right now. And because of this, this is one of the realizations of this period of intense meditation, that we need to be restructured. You know, I mean, as actions, as global actions, as connectivity with others, as respecting others' work in other different ways and integrate and cooperate. You know, the idea that I was so busy doing this that I was not observing people that were struggling like I am, you know. And so those are the things that comes all together as this big puzzle. That's, you know, what would make for us to have a better world. I think an openness of heart and really the realization, you know, that we are the Adamic race. We are Adam and Eve. We are Adam and Eve. You know, our body fell and got fragmented into this myriad of souls that are here with us right now. You know, we're just reconnecting and walking each other home, like Ramdas says. So this is a necessary step. connectivity from the heart, you know, and no matter what you're doing, some people just sits and contemplates, other people meditate seriously about, you know, enter a meditation about peace in here on earth, on healing, or sending energy for creation to continue going. So everybody has a piece of this pie. At least that's, I don't know if I answered your question, but that's what I feel.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, of course you're right. And I feel every bit can help. It's not like, what can I do alone?
Yes. Exactly. Don't just connect yourself. It's just illusion. There's no separation. It is no separation. Everything. And for me, even though I had this before, I imagine, well, this is human trafficking. But when I realized, I said, when I looked and I said, I'm going to look for help. Mm-hmm. And then when I said, albinos, all of them, it's like human trafficking. It really doesn't matter if it's children, because they are albinos in a region that, you know, a continent that just have black people that they are sacrificed because they're born white, or in a place that they are discriminated because they're poor, or because they're women, or because they're Asian women sold for servitude in Nepal. We work in Nepal with children, second daughters, which the second daughters are not allowed to go to school. The government doesn't pay. So the government indirectly gives the proposition to the parents to sell the second daughters they have to China for servitude to 25 years. They're allowed to come back after 25 years. You know, this is not right.
Yeah.
So this is human trafficking.
Yeah.
So we do have this work, and it's this important work on the sense that we are just one. You know, Avalot Kiteswara, that decide not to pass away until the last bean.
Thank you, Liani, and please stay tuned with us. We will be back after a short break.
Okay.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
All right, we're going back.
And we are back. Welcome back, Chris and Liani.
Hi, glad to be back. It's my turn again.
Thank you. So, Chris, please tell us how to stay hopeful and keep our kindness and love alive.
How to stay hopeful and keep our kindness and love alive. That's a broad statement. I can only tell you what we do mm-hmm. and how we do it. I think it's very important that each individual has a spiritual practice that they do every day. Mm-hmm. Liani and I, one of our is practice or is chanting, mm-hmm. part of our spiritual practice. We do a number of chants. Okay. Probably the one we've done the most over the years is Om Gana Ganapataye Namaha.
Mm-hmm. And how does it help?
It's a chant to Lord Ganesha to open doors. Mm-hmm. And remove blockages, and that's something that we have found over the years that particularly in the line of work that we do with the charity, that there are a lot of obstacles uh-huh. in the path.
Yeah.
It's amazing if one wants to set up a business to make a profit mm-hmm. for oneself, it's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. But if one wants to set up a charity to do good work for others, there are lots of roadblocks and lots of red tape and lots of bureaucracy that one has to overcome.
Hmm.
So we make a point to spend some time every day in meditation and in prayer, and that helps keep our flame alive, so to speak.
So
the other thing is pardon?
Sorry. I have a question.
Sure.
Please continue. You were saying something.
Yeah, what I was saying is I think it's also important to realize and to connect with, our common humanity. It's very easy for people to feel cut off, and it's very easy for people to feel separate from mm-hmm. other members of humanity. I mean, we see it everywhere in the news now. You have this huge refugee crisis of Syrians, and here's just an aside right now. Humanity Healing is getting ready to ship a container of special winter clothing, hats, gloves, mm-hmm. Things like that for children in some of the Syrian refugee camps.
Wow.
It's just a little thing on the side, Leonis, and I have been working on, and I should throw a shout out to the Grand Priory of the Hospital or Order of St. Lazarus of Jerusalem, the Grand Priory of the United States, and its members who have been most generous in helping us put this together.
Mm-hmm.
But, getting back to that, here you see this outrage in this country that, there's fear because of you have ISIS and terrorist bombings and things like that. And, mm-hmm. and they immediately want to, well, it's us and them, when the vast majority of refugees they're fleeing the violence that's in their home. They're not coming to commit violence.
Right.
They're trying to get away from it. And probably the saddest thing I saw to that thing, there was a picture going across Facebook, with a big bunch of grapes up at the top of the picture. And it's like, if two of these grapes were poisonous, would you feed them to your kids? And then they showed the refugees, saying it's like, what's the difference?
Hmm.
And I saw that and I was like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? You have grapes and you have people. These mm-hmm. are humans. There, but for the grace of God, it's not you.
What makes people so detached? Do you think it's like a defense mechanism that they numb themselves?
I think it is. I think it's fear. The two primal forces in the universe are love and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And from fear comes hate, from fear comes bigotry, from fear comes, you know, all the negative emotions we have are stem from fear in one form or the other. That's how people allow themselves to turn themselves numb and to not see that this is a human being. We had a big surge as far as the Syrians when there's the picture of the little boy that had been washed ashore who had died trying to flee to safety with his family. And people saw that and viscerally felt, you know, connected to a child. And things change there for a time being. And then, of course, you know, there's more violence and then people go back to fear mode. It sometimes can be hard to maintain the connection heart to heart between yourself and people that are different from you.
Mm-hmm. But Have you felt like that?
Have I? Well, I think everybody feels fear at one point in time. The trick is overcoming it. If you take a look at you know a Syrian father, you know what does he want? He wants safety for his family. He wants security. He wants food. He wants shelter. You know, these are very basic things. But how is that any different from an American father wanting the same sort of things for his children? There isn't a difference.
Yeah.
As humans, we all have the same basic needs. We all have the same basic wants and desires. Now, if you're blessed enough to live in a prosperous country like the United States, you know, your desires, you know, may be a little, you know, more refined in the sense it's like, well, I want a, you know, an Apple i6 versus an Apple i5 or something. But, you know, when you get down to the basics and you strip away the materialism, it's the same thing, you know. You know, we want shelter. You know, we want love.
Yeah.
We want shelter. We want food. We want to be able to live in peace.
Right.
I think that it's, you know, those are the basic human emotions, and fear is what keeps us separate.
Mm-hmm. And how do we overcome that? Because, as you said, it's natural.
We overcome that through. You know, it overcomes naturally when you see something like the child that was washed ashore on the beach. Mm-hmm. When you don't have that stimulus, it takes practice. It takes a spiritual practice to understand that we are all connected. Leonie and I are very much proponents of the law of one. Mm-hmm. You know, we are one. You know, when one is helped, all are healed. And that, as I said, every act of compassion you do raises each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it may not be helping this child in Uganda may not have a direct impact on your life, but it has a direct impact on your soul.
Right. So true.
I believe that one of the things that we are here for, why we come to Earth School, is to learn compassion. Mm-hmm. That is the most important lesson that we are here to learn.
Yeah.
And it's not always, you know, an easy lesson to learn. And it's not necessarily all or nothing. Some people say, well, you know, I don't want to become a renunciate, give away all my material goods and like, you know, die a pauper. Well, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, as Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 children, feed one.
Right.
And that's what I think. I mean, I truly think that's what we need. We need a better understanding that we are all one. There is only one human race. They just had Bill Nye, the science guy. He, you know, came out a little while ago and did a study. And it's, you know, the races are all human. There is no separate race, you know, biologically between anybody. We're all human. Now we have different characteristics, but we're all human. It's not like we're a separate species. And I think we need to start by acknowledging that and by through education, learning and celebrating the differences between our cultures. And our life. It's, you know, there are a lot of aspects of different cultures around the world that you can take joy in or that you can learn from.
Yeah.
And when we start educating ourselves about this, we develop a greater tolerance for others. And that also helps to, you know, engender compassion. It's tolerance that leads to peace. It's not anything else.
Mm-hmm. And I think
we need to understand that we are all one, no yes. matter who we worship, who we, you know, what country we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying every culture, every religion has the same message of love.
We did a video a long time ago, exactly. And it was on the golden rule. And we had 32 different religious and humanistic systems of belief. And they all had at their core, you know, do unto others as you would have others do unto them. They were each written differently, but the meaning was there. And that's a common framework among everything. Love mm-hmm. thy neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, when Jesus was asked, like, what's the most important thing to do to get to heaven, you know, he came out with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. Which you know, the underlying tenet is love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah.
That's the new covenant that they mm-hmm. came up with. Everything else is old school.
Mm-hmm. So true. That's so true and so beautiful. And I think that's all we all need to remember and keep reminding ourselves.
Well, it's interesting, Monica, your shows Come Heal Yourself, but at the root of healing yourself, you know, you get back down to that very thing, the understanding that we are all one
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, we're all in this together.
We are.
You know, in the immortal words of Ram Dass, we're all just walking each other home.
So true. And thank you so much for walking us all home.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Monica, for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Liani. Thank you, Chris. Merry Christmas to all. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.